Senator Sue Serino, a Republican, and Assemblymember D.D. Barrett, a Democrat, say the program, known as the Joseph P. Dwyer Veterans Peer Support Program, or Vet2Vet, has been considered a success by veterans who've used it. It offers non-clinical support and assistance for veterans who are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, or other mental health challenges. The program is named after Dwyer, who lost his life to PTSD. Despite the positive outcomes and relatively small price tag of around $5 million, Senator Serino says veterans groups and their supporters in the legislature have had to lobby to get the money included in the state budget. She says that's because the previous governor, Andrew Cuomo, consistently left the program out of his executive budget proposal.
Each year, despite the program's stunning success rate, our veterans are forced to travel to Albany to advocate for funding for the program every single budget season.
Michelle Noonan is one of the veterans who recounted how the program helped her overcome some of the darkest days of her life.
If it wasn't for the Vets and Vet program, I wouldn't be here today. But suffice it to say, it's been a couple of years and now I'm able to help other veterans because the family that I have with Vets and Vet and everything they've done for me over the years has just given me purpose and a place where I know I won't be mocked for having PTSD.
Serino and Barrett are asking Governor Hochul to include the money in her state budget proposal due in January. A spokesperson for Hochul did not commit to putting the money in the executive budget, but promised to work with stakeholders and the legislature during the upcoming budget process to address the needs of veterans across the state. The governor did announce that in honor of the holiday, she signed into law several bills affecting veterans. They include a change to the official date of the Vietnam War from February 28, 1961 to November 1, 1955, to help veterans serving in the conflict before 1961 become eligible for benefits. Another allows spouses of people in the military to receive unemployment benefits if they have to leave their job and move because their partner has received a military transfer. Other new laws provide in-state tuition at public New York State and City universities for students if their parents are active duty military newly stationed in the state. And a bill signed by the governor also establishes a Women Veterans Advisory Committee. It will offer guidance to the Division of Veterans Services. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.